News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Firearm Licensing Authority, FLA, will be expanding house-to-house visits as part of efforts to ensure all licensed firearm holders inspect, renew, and get their guns certified without fear of prosecution. FLA Chief Executive Officer Shane Dalling says the visits form part of the agency's gun amnesty, which has so far resulted in numerous guns being recovered and ballistics tests conducted. The amnesty, he adds, has yielded $28 million from over 1,200 persons. The house visits are being done in partnership with the police and started in Kingston and St. Andrew in June.
As it relates to those who have not come in, the police, along with the FLA, are now on the road and we are visiting the persons to find the holders. So far, we have found that many of these persons in the Kingston and St. Andrew area are dead, and we are now retrieving the firearms from the homes. There are very few we found are overseas, and so the drive continues.
A pre-feasibility study on the divestment of commercial activities of the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, is now complete. The study was conducted by the Solid Waste Management Enterprise team, commissioned by Prime Minister Andrew Holness in October 2016. Mr. Holness says the completion of the report paves the way for the NSWMA to bolster its role as a regulator of the country's waste management industry and move towards public-private partnerships for the collection of garbage.
I strongly hold the view that whatever service that the private sector could provide more efficiently, more effectively, government should step back away from that and allow the private sector to provide it. The role of government is to set standards and police those standards.
The Prime Minister was addressing a ceremony for the handover of 11 new garbage trucks to the NSWMA at Jamaica House earlier this week. Meanwhile, the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, has received 11 new 2017 compactor garbage trucks to ease the backlog and delays in garbage collection across the island. Noting that the purchase of the compactors was funded using property taxes, Prime Minister Andrew Holness urged residents to continue making efforts to meet their property tax obligations.
These new compactor garbage trucks are valued at approximately $1,658,000. US dollars. That's just a little over 200 million Jamaican dollars. This is not a loan. We didn't borrow this money. It was not a grant. This money is coming from the taxes that you have paid. Specifically, this is coming from the property taxes you have paid.
The Southern, Western, and Metropolitan Parks and Markets Waste Management Agencies will each receive three new compactors, while two will be delivered to Northeastern Parks and Markets. And Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the development of more cities in Jamaica will ease the urban overflow in Kingston. Mr. Holness says the government is looking to streamline the process of urbanizing rural town centers, using the Morant Bay Town Center as a blueprint. He also notes that this deliberate approach to urban development will present a number of opportunities for residents as well as businesses.
The rapid urbanization we are seeing is putting increased pressure on the capacity of the public and private sector to deliver the housing needs of Jamaica. This creates the perfect environment for informal settlements to flourish. Addressing this challenge of informal settlements given an urban context requires a multi-pronged approach to include strategies that increase the supply of affordable housing solutions.
Mr. Holness was speaking at the Regional Housing Conference in Montego Bay recently. Those are some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Conditions are favorable for an increase in the beet armyworm population. Farmers, act early to prevent damage from the pest. Monitor escallion, onion, and other crops twice per week to look for egg sacs. Install pheromone traps, handpick pests where practical. Apply appropriate insecticides at egg hatching stage and harvest all mature escallion. Let's work together to keep the beet armyworm population low. For more information, contact your nearest RADA office or call 1-888-275-7232.